This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A national day of mourning. We've got the story.
Reno County suspect arrested after short standoff in Butler County. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council delayed a vote on the downtown baseball stadium contract.
The Kansas governor-elect says she wants to roll back cash assistance rules. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Today will likely be our warmest day of the work week, but a storm system spreading in the chance of snow will arrive by this weekend. Our complete forecast is coming up.
President Trump has declared today a national day of mourning in honor of the late President George H.W. Bush.
All federal offices are closed and most federal workers will be excused. Some contractors doing business with the feds are also shut down for the day. The U.S. Postal Service is closed, suspending regular mail delivery, but some package delivery will continue. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ taking the day off, along with some banks and local courts. The Supreme Court is delaying arguments by a day. As for Capitol Hill, the House has canceled all scheduled votes for the week, and the Senate won't have any votes until after the funeral. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Reno County Sheriff's Office says 27-year-old John Smalling was arrested Tuesday night after a short standoff southwest of El Dorado in Butler County. No one was injured. Earlier yesterday, the Hutchinson Police Department was searching for a man suspected in multiple auto burglaries, vehicle thefts, and high-speed chases. John David Smalling has been tied to crimes in Haven, Hutchinson, Inman, McPherson, Medora, and Wichita.
The Wichita City Council has delayed a vote on the design-build contract for the new downtown stadium.
Vice Mayor Brian Fry voiced concerns about the design-build contract for the stadium.
I just got this agreement this morning, and she's already found one item that needs correction. Unlike Nancy Pelosi, I don't believe we should pass something just to find out what's in it.
Mr. Fry was referring to an error found by Councilmember Sidney Claycomb. Mayor Jeff Longwell went ahead with a motion to approve the contract, which was followed by a substitute motion by the vice mayor to delay a vote for 1 week. That motion passed 4-3. The construction of the multi-sport stadium, which will include a minimum of 10,000 seats, is set to begin next year and be completed by March 2020. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly wants Kansas lawmakers to roll back a work requirement and other rules for cash assistance recipients.
But new House Majority Leader and Wichita Republican Dan Hawkins said Tuesday the idea is going to be difficult to sell in the legislature. Kelly has long been a critic of the tougher rules imposed during former Governor Sam Brownback's administration. The rules include a work requirement for able-bodied adults, as well as a lifetime limit on benefits of no more than 36 months. Kelly argues that the rules hurt poor families, but Hawkins argues that the state is now encouraging cash assistance recipients to become self-sufficient. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former Dallas Cowboys running back has been ruled competent to stand trial in Sedgwick County District Court. Joseph Randall is charged with 12 counts, including rape and aggravated kidnapping. During a hearing Tuesday, Randall's attorney argued that his client should be considered incompetent, but Randall did not agree.
He's not working for me right now. I don't know what's going on with him. Maybe he needs a competency.
All right, Mr. Randall, you need to not talk.
But this is for me. This is my life.
All right, and I understand.
He needs to spend more time off because he's getting bullied right now.
All right.
That's where the situation is.
Randall is to be back in court February 12th.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is out with a memo recommending no prison time for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, even though Flynn lied about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. Fox's Catherine Herridge reports from the nation's capital.
The special counsel says Flynn has cooperated on multiple investigations concerning any links or coordination between the Russian government and Trump campaign, as well as the Trump transition team. Here is one of the key quotes. It reads in part, "The defendant began providing information to the government not long after the government first sought his cooperation. His early cooperation was particularly valuable because it was one of the few people with long-term and first-hand insight regarding events and issues under investigation." Reacting to the Flynn sentencing memo, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, spoke to Fox News and likened the documents in the guilty plea to a, quote, "spitting on the sidewalk with major repercussions for many."
That memo says Flynn sat for 19 interviews with the special counsel's office and other Department of Justice attorneys.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Jayhawks basketball last night in Lawrence. Wofford providing some resistance. We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Self coming up in sports.
A stunt by high school football players may have cost them the state championship. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The body of a Florida woman who went missing in Costa Rica has been found.
It's the worst possible news for the family of 36-year-old Carla Stefaniak. Investigators say the body found Monday at an Airbnb in Costa Rica appears to be the missing South Florida woman. Authorities believe she was murdered. They've taken a 32-year-old security guard working at the Airbnb into custody. Stefaniak left for Costa Rica November 22nd to celebrate her 36th birthday. It was a girls' trip with her sister-in-law. 5 days later, the sister-in-law would return to the United States. Stefaniak staying behind for one extra night. She missed her flight the following day and has not been seen or heard from since.
Fox's Brandon Beyer reporting there.
A graduate student who led a protest on campus this past summer in North Carolina has been arrested again.
26-year-old Maya Little is back in cuffs. The University of North Carolina grad student who is at the forefront of protests over a Confederate statue on campus is arrested a second time this year. This time, Little is accused of inciting a riot during a rally on Monday night and assaulting a police officer. Back in the spring, Little was arrested for defacing the Silent Sam monument with her own blood and red ink. Months later, students marched there and toppled that statue. Monday night's protests had to do with the school's plan to build a new history and education structure to house that statue. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A stunt by high school football players during which they were not in uniform may have cost them the state championship.
10 members of the Byron High School football team in Northern Illinois were suspended for indecent exposure in an incident last month where they ran naked across a field. School administrators suspended them for 3 games when they determined the players weren't victims of any sort of hazing and did so of their own free will. One of the games they had to sit out was the Class 3A state championship, which Byron lost 24-20 to Monticello High School. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, watch out. We've got a traffic accident. It's a traffic accident up around 26th Street North and Fairmont. Could be causing a traffic hazard in that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A clear sky in Wichita to start the day, but as we go throughout the afternoon, temperatures actually get close to normal for this time of year, and that's been a rarity so far this season. Our high today, 51. Winds will pick up this afternoon as some high clouds move in, and we may have some flurries overnight as a frontal boundary slides our way. Our low, 32. Flurries early Thursday, windy and colder with a high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky. We've got a west wind at 8 miles per hour and 24 degrees. 7-Eleven with Steve and Ted here on Wednesday, December 5th. Another cloudy, chilly day Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 36 degrees. Normal high for the date, 47. 36 yesterday, and we're looking at least close to 50 degrees today. And then we're going to back off to 34 tomorrow. So we're going to have one day that looks like of warm temperatures and then back to winter time. And of course, winter is not officially here. We're still in late fall. We'll be in late fall till the 21st of December.
Right.
On this date in 1933, national prohibition came to an end as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. Prohibition came about as an idea that, a very well-intentioned idea that said, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of alcoholics running around, and a lot of families being damaged by this, and we think we can make a national law that will just prohibit people from drinking bad spirits, and it didn't happen that way. I've talked to people here locally who, and this has been several years ago, they've been talking about so-and-so, an older person said, yeah, he was a bootlegger. You know, in other words, bootleggers were everywhere.
Well, sure they were.
Because people wanted to have their drinks, you know, so... Of course, President Roosevelt ran as partially on the ticket that he was going to do something about that. And they got the, of course, they had to go through the the process of having, what, two-thirds of the state legislatures vote for the
repeal. That was one of FDR's big platforms was, we're going to get rid of this thing.
Yeah, so that's the way it works. Of course, we're in a day of mourning now. We've been talking about this morning. We're going to have a funeral service for George H.W. Bush later on this morning in Washington. His body's still lying in state, and state and federal offices are closed here in Wichita. The Wichita city offices, they're going to be doing business as usual, Ted. So they're recognizing the president, but they're saying, "Hey, we're gonna go ahead and do our business anyway." So, Wichita State, no classes, right?
Yeah, Wichita State is closed today.
And the other thing is, if you're gonna trade on the stock market today, you can't do that because the markets are closed. So, a lot going on. Then he's gonna be a president. The president's body will be put aboard a train and taken down to Houston and College Station for burial there in College Station, where he's got the presidential library. Now, later on this morning, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're scheduled to talk with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manosso in Houston about the funeral train and how that's going to work. So stay tuned. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And again, I'd just like to say a quick thank you to all who recognized my birthday yesterday. It was something that, of course, as Jad knows, I would prefer to have kept quite secret and not mentioned at all, but it seemed to, come bubbling out of my lips like it does every year.
Yeah, once the word got out.
Once it slipped out of my lips while I wasn't looking.
then the accolades poured in.
And people around the building, I didn't even know they knew who I was. They were saying, "Happy birthday." So that media stuff works,
Well, that's a real treat.
I've got an email.
Were there any goodies?
There was.
Here at the office?
No, not here. No. We don't do that.
But well, what about those famous cookies?
Oh, well, I got those out of the vending machine.
Right. Some treats.
Yeah, I have paid for my own.
But, pay for your own. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I asked Mrs. Wise.
That's kind of sad. But go ahead.
I asked Mrs. Wise, our boss, if she would buy me at least a Mr. Good Bar.
And?
From the
nothing?
Machine upstairs, and she laughed at me.
Yeah.
Derisive giggle she has when she knows I'm being nonsensical. That one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Oh, yeah. Lots of times. I got an email here. It went to my wife, but somehow it got to me from the Foley Family Dentistry on North Ridge Road.
Okay.
It says, "Steve, happy birthday from everyone at our office. We hope your birthday blows you away."
Hey.
Huh. Apparently they're wanting me to, eat a lot of cake, get some cavities, and come in there and get every tooth in my head filled.
Sent you a little package of laughing gas.
I'm not sure. I don't think I even know these people. But apparently they're
listening. They know you.
Happy birthday from the Foley Family Dentistry.
How about that?
I think it's kind of nice. And, we had a telephone call yesterday afternoon from my good friend Larry Wagner, who played the banjo for me and wished me happy birthday and caught up on old
times.
He's an old friend
cool.
of mine, and Larry's a radio engineer who keeps most of the radio stations in town, well, many of them, on the air.
Yeah, if someone's calling you up playing the banjo.
Well, yeah.
It's either Steve Martin or Larry Wagner.
Oh, okay, or some nut, and okay, it was Larry Wagner. So anyway, the wife and the grandkids and I went to the restaurant last night, a restaurant that serves Mr. Pibb, and had a nice meal and then a little piece of cake.
My wife got me
a cake, so there you go. What could be better than that? Great way.
Now that sounds like a heck of a night.
Had a good birthday. Okay, 7:16. I want to just mention real quickly here this is coming up quick. The 8th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour, a benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. It's coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, we're 6 days away.
The 11th at 7 p.m. This will be at the Scottish Rite Auditorium, First and Topeka, and you can get in for a non-perishable food item or monetary donation. We'll have a live studio audience, and Ted and I are going to be there. Mm-hmm. We do a little kind of a, I don't know, what would you call it? It's a little story every year, and the Air Capital Chorus, the Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines, they all chime in with barbershop quartet time singing and Christmas songs, and it's a fun time.
Puts everybody in the Christmas mood.
Yeah, and all you have to do is show up. Bring something that we can give to the food bank and be a part of the audience. Then, Tony Dusing, our program director, started this doing this several years ago. This is a great idea. He takes the program and he records it, and then on Sunday or on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, you can hear it on the radio.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of fun. Anyway, it's coming up. The 8th annual Air Capital Chorus.
8th annual, my gosh.
Does it seem that many? Christmas Radio Hour, it's coming up Tuesday, the 11th at 7 p.m., Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, First and Topeka. We'd love to see you there. Come up and say hi to us.
Yeah, we always see a lot of great listeners at that event.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward, talking about basketball this morning, right?
Yep, in Lawrence last night, some college men's action for the second-ranked team in the nation. The Jayhawks taking on Wofford. First ever matchup between these two in men's basketball. Neither team shot well in the first half. The Jayhawks only up 29-26 at halftime. Kansas got it roaring in the second half, eventually going on a 27-0 run to stretch a two-point lead into a 29-point lead. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Here's Dotson again with another steal.
This one dribbled off the foot of Hoover, and Dotson on the right-hand runner gives KU their biggest run of the year. 25-0 Kansas, and Bill Self smiling from ear to ear.
You have to at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Jayhawks go on to win it 72-47. Freshman Devon Dodson, 16 points. Junior Diedrich Lawson, 20 points, 8 rebounds. After the game, some comments from Kansas head coach Bill Self. Early in the game, Udoka Azubuike went down with a sprained ankle. So the Jayhawks were a little undermanned last night, but still got a big win.
Who could have ever thought that Doak and Legero would combine for 0 points and we would get out rebound at 10 and go 3 of 23 from the field and win by 25 against a team that's really, really good. So really, really happy with our guys. Unbelievable in a 72-hour period how our mindset totally changed defensively.
Jayhawks are now 7-0, one of 11 undefeated teams remaining in Division I basketball. They'll talk about it tonight on the weekly KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. JUCO men's basketball tonight. Butler Grizzlies are on the road. Butler Community College at Dodge City. Dennis Higgins will have live pregame coverage at 7:15 tonight. That'll be on KFH. Butler is 8-3 on the season. And we look back, it was 20 years ago on this day, a day that Kansas State football fans certainly remember, perhaps not in a good way, though. It was the day that Kansas State was less than one quarter away from getting a win and playing for the national championship in college football. It was that day when K-State took on Texas A&M in St. Louis in the Big 12 championship game. K-State undefeated, ranked number one in the nation in the coaches' poll. Texas A&M ranked number 8 in the BCS standings. K-State had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter and ended up losing the game in double overtime, 36-33.
Yikes.
Yeah. K-State, without, you know, looked like the Wildcats were
going as high as they've ever been.
Going to get a big win, going to play undefeated Tennessee for the national championship in the Fiesta Bowl, and it didn't happen. And K-State fans always remember that day.
I can't forget that.
Oh, that was a tough one.
Yeah.
A&M won that game 36-33. That was 20 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
I'm going to have to talk with you and get you, draw you out a little bit sometime, maybe this morning, about if you know anything about the K-State new coach. They've named one, right? Or have they? The new football coach.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Unless this has happened in the last 10 minutes.
Right. They're looking at that guy from LSU or something, right?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, where are you getting? Are you getting information?
Oh, I've been just listening to Lutz all the time. You know, it's a lot of fake news going on over there.
So. Wow.
No. Maybe my sources are getting.
Maybe you better tell me.
Okay. Fine. Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. An eye sermon from Apple. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Be the ultimate holiday superhero and get in on the action at Range 54.
Give the gift of protection. Save 25% on a huge selection of non-lethal personal defense items and pick up the M&P Shield EZ380 pistol and vault combo for only $349.99. All in-stock safes are 10% off and save a whopping $90 on Condition 1 hard rifle cases. Get in on the action. Visit us online at range54.com for all the details. And come shop with us at 5725 East Kellogg Drive.
Looking for the perfect gift? Give her what she really wants, a day at Healing Waters Spa. Indulge her with pampering and relaxation. Treat her to a soothing massage, anti-aging facial, or specialty spa body treatment. Save up to 15% on luxurious spa packages available in-store. Gift cards can also be purchased online at HealingWatersLife.com. This Christmas, give her what she really wants, a day at Healing Waters Spa, located in Bradley Fair.
This holiday, make magical memories with a gift certificate to Music Theater Wichita's 2019 season. Beginning with Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music, followed by Gershwin's An American in Paris, the dazzling A Chorus Line, that killer diller musical Chicago, and finally Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights from the creator of Hamilton. Season ticket holders get the best seats at the best prices. Visit mtwichita.org or call 265-3107.
Something special to say. Merry Christmas, we'll say for you. Say it with diamonds, say it with
Hi, I'm Daniel, owner of Powell Jewelry in Newmarket Square. This holiday season, I have a word for all you smart men. That one word, the one that will make you smarter than you've ever been. What's that word? Diamonds. And this year, you'll surpass smart and advance to genius. How? By getting her a special gift from Powell Jewelry in Newmarket Square. The gift that is so brilliant that, well, when she about jumps into your arms, for starters, and wraps you in a bear hug, heck, you'll think, I'm a genius. And you are. The word is diamonds. Consider this a public service announcement from Powell Jewelry in Newmarket Square, 21st and Mays Road.
When you've got something special to say, Powell Jewelry says it for you. Powell Jewelry sent it with diamonds.
Springsteen on Broadway, the complete live performance album. Over 2.5 hours of stories and classic songs from Bruce Springsteen's acclaimed Broadway show that Rolling Stone described as an intimate triumph, featuring Born to Run, Dancing in the Dark, Land of Hope and Dreams, and more. Springsteen on Broadway, the complete live performance album, available December 14th.
This is Dr. Jody Galicia inviting you to join us for Take Your Health to Heart, our radio show. Compelling local guests, heart-healthy topics, and medical professionals from just about every line of medicine. That's this Saturday morning at 10, right here on KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Channel 8 has your cup of tea every Saturday night, an entire evening of Britcoms. Watch Keeping Up Appearances, As Time Goes By, Doc Martin, and My Family. Try them. You'll love them. Full program schedule available at kpts.com.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and join me weekday mornings at 9 right here on KNSS.
Steve at 10 in the morning, 7:26 here on a Wednesday morning. A Dutch court says no to a man's effort to get his age legally changed. That story just ahead with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things. Today is a national day of mourning in honor of President Bush. Wichita City Council postpones approval of the design build team for new stadium. And the City Council votes to demolish a building at Meade's Corner in downtown Wichita to construct a new building. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A couple of reports in traffic out there right now. One of them, Central and Webb Road, the report of an erratic driver almost hitting other people. Be careful over there, Central and Webb area. That report just coming out a few minutes ago. And 21st and Tyler, the report of a traffic slowdown there. Watch out or slow down at 21st and Tyler. Traffic update on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny and warmer today with a high of 51 degrees, now partly cloudy. West wind at 8 miles per hour, then 24 degrees. Hats are back, and they're more popular now than in the last 30 years. There's no better time to have the staff at Hatman Jack's help you find hats for yourself and everyone on your gift list. They have gift certificates and a great exchange policy, so everyone gets the perfect hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Police say a medical condition may have been involved in an accident that took the life of a woman in West Wichita. That story and more news on the half hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.